preserve these moments. I don't know how much longer I'll be around. Oh, I got a long-term contract. Don't get me wrong, I ain't going any place. I mean, around in the sense of a functional human being. You see, in a sense, I'm damaged goods. Because of something that happened to me a long, long time ago. Now, as I continue my presidential campaign, hit the various campaign stops around D.C. I'm a compassionate man, kissing babies. But yet, would they hand me those babies to kiss if they knew about the twinkle in my eye? If they knew that I was at Me Lai? Would they hand me their babies to kiss if they knew that I hear voices at night? Stop it! Stop it! Would they hand me those babies if they knew that I was Dinky Dow? All because of a time in my life when the name on my uniform said Grease Vanelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Crying Tree, 1967. We'd just been out on ops for 3 months. We were unshaven, we were stinking, we were wounded, we were bleeding, we had leeches, we had crabs, we had enough. But still, I made my men march back into camp. I said, all right, look sharp, we're Marines! We will look like Marines! Let's go! I don't know, but I'm in town! Hep! 2, 3, 4! Eskimo tune is mighty cold! To the left! To the left! To the left! To the left! Right left! To the left! Well, as we came around the corner of the camp, there was the captain standing there. There was this barbed wire fence. It was loaded with VC in their black pajamas, their hands over their head, prisoners. I said, hey, Captain, long time no see. How you doing? He said, oh, hi, Fury. I said, why are you so glum? Looks like you got a lot of prisoners in there. He said, well, I'll tell you what the problem is. I don't know how to transport them. I got so many of them, I don't know whether to call a chopper, but then we'd have to call 10 choppers. I don't know if I could call a truck, but I have to call 10 trucks. I can call coolie labor, but I don't know how many in the car. I don't know what to do. I said, boys, let's help the captain out here. As we pulled back the bolt on that M60 and turned around, facing that barbed wire and closed. Yeah! Yeah! Get him, boys! Cut him down! Cut him down! I said, there you go, captain. No problem. Now all you gotta do is call a bulldozer. Come on, boys. Let's get some chow. So sure enough, they all headed for the mess hall. The captain was there standing, looking at the splayed bodies all around. I went in, shaved, took a shower, I come back. The captain's got them all loaded in one big truck. They're all piled high. And he's still mad. I said, look, I helped you out already, captain. He said, I know. But I loaded them all up in this truck. And look at these two here. Their legs are hanging out in the road. I can't very well move a truck full of dead VC with their legs hanging out in the road. It took me 45 minutes to stack these stinking stiffs in here. Now I'm going to have to unload it and restack them. I said, hang on a second. Jeez, for crying out loud. I walked over to a construction site. I said, guys, can I borrow this a second? I'll be right back. Piggy went to market. This little piggy thing. Yeah. I threw the limbs on top of the pile. I said, there you go, sir. You kill me if you need any other help, all right? I rejoined my men. It was one of those quiet times in the base camp. Like John Wayne used to say, too quiet. I lit a Camel and I looked around. Carter was writing a letter home. DiLorenzo was pulling rank. Prokopic was in the head. Shapiro was muttering to himself. Robinson was sitting in a chair, leaned back against the wall, doing a crossword puzzle. I went over and stood next to him. He saw me standing there. He said, sir, could you help me out? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, can you tell me an eight-letter word for on the way, and I thought to myself, I don't know, Robinson, let me think here. Eight-letter word for on the way.
Incoming! Open up! Come on, Dina, red up, over. Why is it coming over the wire? Marine! This is Charlie Delta Zebra 1. Calling artillery. Fox coordinates 19, Bravo 7, danger close. Watch it, boys! Hot stuff on the way! Ah!
We'll be another run! Move out! It was the biggest force of BC I had ever seen. They were coming everywhere, like human waves. As fast as we'd cut them down, they'd send more. With machetes, spears, guns, knives, rocks. It was a human wave. They were high on drugs. We couldn't conceivably shoot as many as they were serving. So we did what we hated to do. We retreated. Retreat! Retreat! We all took off and started running through the jungle. Panic set in. We heard the sound of the firing grow more faint as we all took off. We didn't know where we were running. We'd lost our maps, our canteens, our packs, our weapons. We lost everything. We lost our bearings. Some of us lost our lunch. Suddenly we dropped into a pit. Concealed with elephant grass, there was a pit about 10 by 10. We all dropped in there. A net fell on top of us. We looked around. And there were about 15 naked women. All of them over 6 feet tall. Staring at us as we grappled under that net in that pit. It became the day that Sergeant Fury met the Amazon women. It was a living hell. We were terrified. We'd just been shot at and missed. Pooped on and hit. And now we were captured by naked, tall Amazon women. They freed us from the net, but they bound our hands. They led us to their camp. They tied us to stakes and stripped us naked. The men were terrified. Until the women started massaging us. At first, we didn't know what to make of it. But all the men relaxed and stopped straining against their bonds as the women rubbed our shoulders, our temples. They undid our hands and laid us on the ground. And starting from our toes, they massaged the length of our bodies. The men started to unwind. Perez looked over to me and said, "Hey, Sarge, I think this is going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Here, I think we got a case of deprivation, and we showed up, Johnny, on the spot." I said, "You could be right, Perez." And so they kneaded our bodies and began to apply honey to the hydraulics. Robinson was going nuts, saying, "I ain't believing this, Jack. I ain't believing this." Yes, they applied honey as we all sprung to life. All the men were eager participants at this time, enjoying the massage. I got up to light a Camel. I stood there smoking it, watching the other men in various stages of ecstasy. I took a walk around the camp, and I looked inside one of the ladies' tents, and what I saw in there made my blood run cold. There was a weapon leaning up against the wall inside that tent. I grabbed it. I said, "Hey, dames!" And they all stood up and... Ah, come down. Ah, yeah! The men said, "Sarge, what are you doing? Are you nuts? Are you nuts?" But I cut them down, one right after another. And then when they all lay there, I walked from corpse to corpse, finishing them off. The men, they said, "Sarge, what are you doing? Are you out of your mind? You're totally out of your mind. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me." I said, "Go look in that tent. Go look at that tent and you tell me if I did the right thing." And sure enough, the men piled in the tent, and what they saw in there made their blood run cold. 12 hot dog rolls.
This is Wagon Country.
At 71 degrees.